We have news this morning on the origin of snakes. Some scientists are changing their views about the evolution of these creatures that make many people cringe. They used to think snakes evolved in the water, streamlined for swimming. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports on the findings of a new study.
When scientists want to know what life was like millions of years ago, they look at fossils. But that hasn't helped them much with snakes. Allison Chung is a researcher at Yale University.
For a long time, there weren't very good snake fossils, things that sort of told us what snakes looked like early on, or transitional fossils between snakes and their closest ancestors.
That's because snakes are mostly small, with fragile skeletons that aren't easily preserved. Although there are some notable exceptions.
There are some fossil snakes that get enormous. There's a fossil snake called Titanoboa that lived about 60 million years ago, and it could get upwards of 40 feet in length.
In the last decade, scientists have discovered a bunch of new snake fossils. Chung and some colleagues decided to do a rigorous, comprehensive analysis to see what the most recent common ancestor of all snakes might have looked like. The team studied fossils, plus the genes and anatomy of living snakes.
We had a total of 73 species, and I believe 15 of those were fossil species.
Their conclusions appear this week in the journal BMC Evolutionary Biology. Chung says the evidence suggests that all snakes are the descendants of a kind of ancestral proto-snake that lived about 120 million years ago, on land, not water. And this snake likely had tiny hind legs left over from an even earlier ancestor.
They probably weren't using them in locomotion in any way, but they did probably still have vestigial hind limbs stuck in the back of their bodies.
These ancient snakes probably slithered at night across the forest floor. They also had needle-like hooked teeth that they used to grab small rodent-like critters, which they swallowed whole. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.